What Steve's done is quite phenomenal. His ability to always come around and figure out where that next bet should be has been phenomenal. You know, Apple literally was failing when Steve went back and reinfused the innovation and risk-taking that have been phenomenal. So the industry's benefited immensely from his work. We've both been lucky to be part of it, but you know, I'd say he's contributed as much as anyone.
I think he built the first software company before anybody really in our industry knew what a software company was, except for these guys. And that was huge.
Bill Gates is a brilliant man. He did a lot for the world in technology, and he is now doing a lot for the world in philanthropy, and I think highly of Bill Gates. But of the two of them, the one that took the bigger risks and changed the game more often, it was Steve. It was Steve Jobs.
Well, I'd give a lot to have Steve's taste. He has natural, not a joke at all, I think in terms of intuitive taste, both for people and products. The way he does things, it's just different. And, you know, I think it's magical.
Despite their rivalry, in this joint appearance after Jobs had been diagnosed with cancer, they displayed a healthy respect and even affection for one another.
You know, I think of most things in life as either a Bob Dylan or a Beatles song. But there's that one line in that one Beatles song, you and I have memories longer than the road that stretches out ahead. And that's clearly true here.
Well, you know what? I think we should end it there. It was one of the highlights of my journalistic career to be there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.